taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City.
We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there, Chuck's the name, Chuck Edwards. Are you guys and dolls out there receiving me loud and clear? I hope so, because this one you've got to listen to with both ears, on account of it's a little confused. Yeah, that's it. You guessed right. It concerns my buddy Red. Of all the many useless and unworthwhile things Red has participated in during his young life, this new craze really took the biscuit. Take for an EG what happened a few weeks ago. It was a Sunday afternoon, and we was taking things easy in the apartment. I was sitting reading the papers, and Red, he was just sitting.
Seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
I don't like it. I don't like any part of it.
13, 14, 15.
No, sir, I don't like it.
16. You don't? Oh, I do. It's pretty.
Why did I listen to that fair last week? I must have been crazy.
17, 18.
Put your money into U.S. industrials, he says.
19, 20, 21.
So what do? I lash out like a man with no arms. The last of the big spenders. I buy 100. Cost me $300.
22.
And what happens? Down they fall, like a nylon with no suspender.
We can always change
so
it.
So I'm losing 90 bucks. 90.
90?
90 bucks. That's what it'll cost me. 90 bucks.
Never. This will cost you, at a rough guess, give or take a couple of bucks. The most, conservatively speaking, this will cost you $28. Well, 14, splitting it two ways.
90 greenbacks.
Don't argue with me, Chuck. I know. My brother Kylie had his whole place done, and it didn't cost him 90 bucks, including the bathroom. And what's more, it was done in the best paper. Stripes. Pink.
Hey, Buckethead.
Yeah?
May I inquire as to what you was talking about?
The flowers.
Flowers?
Yeah.
What flowers?
On the wallpaper.
The wallpaper?
Yeah, I don't see how you can make it 90. Not even on the four walls could there possibly be 90 flowers.
But I would...
But I think they're pretty. But sure, I quite understand if you want a change. What would you like, Chuck? You know, for a change.
What would I like for a change?
Yeah.
I would like for a change to understand what you is talking about. I would like for a change to hear you talk sense. I would like for a change to have a peaceful Sunday afternoon. I would like for a change to be left alone.
Gee, I wonder what brought that on.
It beats me how you can sit there every time you get a few hours off work doing nothing. Absolutely and completely nothing. How'd you do it?
It ain't easy.
Why don't you think of something to do? Something to keep your brain alive. Although how you can resurrect the dead, I don't know. But what I do know is it ain't healthy for a man like you just to sit there.
You think so,
Chuck? I know so.
Ain't healthy, huh?
It certainly is not.
Gee, what should I do, Chuck?
I don't know. Take up a hobby or something.
What kind of hobby?
Any kind of hobby. There's lots you could do. You put your mind to... if you wanted to.
Like what?
Well, there's, painting, for instance. Hey, I got it. You can't paint pictures, but you can take them.
Where to?
I'm talking about movies.
You want I should be a film star?
Nah, home movies, you big ape.
Home movies?
How much dough you got?
Altogether?
Altogether.
At a guess, give or take a couple of dollars, conservatively estimating, taking everything into account, by and large.
I asked how much dough you got, not a budget day speech.
About $475.
That's plenty.
It is?
Tomorrow morning, Red Baby, you and me is going shopping.
But it ain't Christmas.
For you it is, Red Buddy.
It is?
I has found the answer to your problem. Before I finish with you, you'll be another Lord Snowden.
Gee, a member of the aristocracy. Maybe I'll be presented at court.
No, that's nothing new for you. I tell you, guys and dolls, I was pretty excited myself at this brainwave of mine. Mind you, the picture of Red becoming an expert photographer was as blurred as the pictures he was likely to take. However, I figured this was the answer to Red's empty life. The next morning, I took him downtown to Pumpernickel's projector parlor to find a good movie camera and a projector. We went inside the shop.
Good morning, gentlemen, and what goodies can I show you?
We don't want a goodie, we want a camera.
Yeah, that's it, the camera.
Still?
What do you mean, still? We never wanted one before.
Pardon me?
Nah, he means still or movie, you big lug.
That's right. Still or movie, you big... still or movie?
Movie.
16 or 8?
No, we only want one.
No, M.M., millimeters.
M.M.?
Now, listen, mister, we ain't up in these technological times in relation to cameras, so perhaps you could recommend something for a beginner.
Well, now, might I suggest for a newcomer an 8mm?
Sounds kind of small.
Shut up, Red. Pardon my friend, mister. Now, you were saying?
Well, I have a beautiful model here.
Gee, blonde or brunette?
Such a ready wit. Now, as I was about to say, this is the latest model from Japan. It's equipped with...
Say, Chuck, did he say Japan?
That's right.
Well, in that case, mister, I'm sorry. I can't buy that one.
Why not?
After what they did to us at Pearl Harbor?
But that was nearly 30 years ago.
Maybe, but I only heard about it last week.
Pay no attention to my friend, mister. He's a little retarded.
I quite understand, sir.
Now, what is Japanese job?
Oh, yes. This is the very latest Takinawa Zoom Boom.
Takinawa Zoom Boom?
Takinawa Zoom Boom.
8mm.
Hmm?
Takinawa Zoom Boom.
If the gentleman would care to hold it for a moment, just get the feel. The comfort of the corrugated handle. There we are.
Thanks, yeah, I got it. Say, it's heavy, huh? It's,
There's a very nice German model over here, sir.
Gee, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was so heavy.
You clumsy gorilla, what do you want to drop it for?
Well, all I can say is I'm glad I never bought that one breaking like that.
Well, here's the German model. It's the Schweizerstück Lebensraum Mark III. Take my word for it, sir. You will not find a better example of craftsmanship and innate precision.
Yeah, but what about the camera?
Mister, how much is it?
Oh, it's very reasonable, sir. Less than $140. Special sales price reduced.
From $140?
Yes, sir.
To what?
$12.
Say, that's some reduction. Is that good for a beginner?
Oh, admirable, sir. The motto of this particular firm is made for beginners by beginners.
So there it was, guys and dolls. Phase one of Operation Cecil Beaton was achieved. We had the camera, the projector, and the screen. Anyway, Red took his newfound equipment home, and I got on the blower to Myrtle back at the rank. Hello, Myrtle, are you there? It's me, Chuck.
The prodigal son returns.
Huh?
And where you been all morning?
Why, you had troubles?
Only the boss asking where you was, that's all. Lucky I covered for you, both of you. Although why I do these things, I never know.
Because you loves me.
Thanks for reminding me.
And I'm crazy for you, sugar.
What brought this on?
The things I do for you.
Oh, cut the cackle. Tell me where you been all morning.
Well, that's what I'm saying, baby. I've been out buying us more leisure time.
Huh? Are you stoned?
The answer is in the negative. And I mean that most sincerely.
Well, when you get over it, perhaps you wouldn't mind telling me what you're talking about?
I got rid of Red.
You don't mean... Chuck, you are...
No, honey, I ain't murdered him. No, I took him out and bought him a movie camera, a projector, and a screen.
I don't get it.
I decided what he needs is a hobby, but full time. I figure this will keep him amused for months, if not longer. Ergo, you and me will have more time on our own.
Gee, that's a great idea, Chuck.
Ain't it just? He's like a kid with a new toy.
Does he know how to take pictures?
Who cares? The longer it takes him to find out, the more privacy we'll have.
Oh, that's great, Chuck.
What's the matter?
Red goes out taking pictures,
yeah,
huh?
That's the idea, yeah.
He develops them himself, huh?
That's right.
Then he puts them in the projector, right?
So?
So he shows them on the screen.
Yeah.
Chuck, who's he gonna show them to?
The that last remark of Moitle's took the guilt off the gingerbread someone. Every morning, Red will get up at 5:30, take his camera, go out in the Central Park to photograph everything and anything. Trees, grass, sky, a hobo on a bench, flowers, birds, especially birds. And I ain't talking about the two-legged female kind either, guys and dolls. No, I mean birds. The worst of it was, he was driving me crazy with it. And what did you film this morning, huh? Don't tell me. It was the web-footed lapwing.
Yeah, how did you know?
Intuition.
Gee, I want to tell you, Chuck, this is the greatest hobby in the world. Up every morning at 5:30, out into the fresh air, looking at nature through different eyes, seeing the beauty of things all around you at the call of all earthly things.
Oh, boy. And what else did you film this morning?
A drunk on a park bench.
That's very beautiful, that is.
And yesterday I shot a horse.
Murderer.
And the day before that I shot an apartment building.
An apartment building? What for?
Something in the architecture captured my imagination.
That's the best thing could happen to your imagination.
Gee, Chuck, I finished the reel this morning. Tonight, I'm going home to develop it.
Hey, are you sure you know how to do it?
Sure, I'm sure. I read a book.
Oh, that's okay, then. Hey, wait a minute. Just where do you think you're going to work?
I made the larder a dark room.
The larder yet? Well, it's lucky we keeps our food in the icebox. Hey, turn on the radio, will you? I want to catch the last race at Rothstein Track.
Okay. Did you place a bet on the race, Chuck?
Yeah, I fancy Joe Brown. I want to crank myself if it wins.
But before we go over to the Rosedean track for the 6-furlong sprint, here is a police message. Citizens are asked to be on the lookout for a man of about 40, around 5 feet 10 inches in height, fair hair, wearing a shabby fawn gabardine raincoat. This man is believed to be Orville Snares, the homicidal maniac who escaped from Mountview Asylum day before yesterday. He is also wanted for questioning in connection with the murder yesterday of Linda Vain, the film star, found stabbed to death in her apartment bedroom at Connington Towers. Citizens are warned that this man is dangerous, and immediate contact with police is advised should anyone spot him. That is the...
Now can we go over the Rosedean track?
I'm afraid we can't go over the Rosedean track at the moment due to technical difficulties at the transmitter. However, in the meantime, here is some music.
Ah... How you like that, my master? Switch it off.
Maybe they'll come back soon.
Nah, it's too late now. The race is over already.
Calling Chuck and Red. Come in, please.
Hello, Michael. Chuck here.
Oh, hi, Chuck. It's Red I want. Had a call from one of his regular fares. Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here, Michael.
Oh, well, go over to Marty's art gallery. He's waiting for you. Mr. Harrington.
Oh, yeah, it's Wednesday. Yeah, Mr. Harrington always wants me Wednesday.
He's lucky. He only gets you Wednesday.
You two cut it out. Get going, Red.
I'm on my way.
Roger, over and out.
Well, you better get going, Red. I'll go in my own cab.
Thanks, Chuck.
Say, what's the matter with your handle here?
Handle?
On the door.
Door?
The handle on the passenger door, stupid.
What's the matter with it?
It ain't shutting the door properly. Look.
Gee.
Yeah, gee. You want to get that seen to? Could be dangerous. You know the Johns could pick you up for that. They throw the book at you.
Yeah, I'll get it fixed, Chuck.
Okay, and don't forget it.
I won't. Say, Chuck.
Yeah?
Are you going to be in tomorrow night?
Yeah, Mike was coming round. Why?
Oh, nothing. Except I'll have my first reel of film developed by then, and I wondered if you and...
Now, look, Red, you better hurry. Your regular's waiting for you.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm on my way.
Well, maybe I was a bit hard on the big ape, but I couldn't take to the idea of watching trees, grass, sky, and birds on the screen all night. And I was pretty sure Michael wouldn't exactly flip over it either. Anyway, Red goes off to his regular. And pretty soon after that, I decides to call it a day. I goes home to the apartment to find that Red's already home and hard at work in the larder, sweating it out on his first epic for the wide screen. So I leaves him to it and goes on, hits the hay. The next morning, I goes down to the ring. But Red's out on a fare, so I rings up Michael. Hello, Michael, you there?
Oh, hi, Chuck. I'm glad you rung. I've got a kind of problem.
What is it, honey?
We've been invited to a movie.
Oh, gee, that's great. Whose party?
Red's.
Uh-oh. That kind of movie.
I told him we'd come.
Oh, no. Why didn't you consult me first?
Oh, don't be hard on him, Chuck. After all, it was your idea, this whole movie scene.
Yeah, but the idea was that he should leave us alone. So what could I do? Maybe it wouldn't be so bad after all. Anyway, at 7:30, Myrtle turns up at the apartment. Red brings in the whole magilla, and we settles down to watch the birth of another D.W. Griffiths.
You ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
We're fine.
Comfortable?
Quite comfortable, thanks, Red.
Chuck?
I'm comfortable already. Shoot, let's get this show on the road.
Okay. Oh, when I holler, would you mind turning off the lights, Chuck?
Right.
Thanks. Okay, here we go. Camera! Lights! Action! Kowalski International Picture Corporation presents Black and White Studies in Nature, taken at random from my early morning observations.
All right, already. Get on with it.
Shh, Jack.
Hey, Red, when you coming around with the popcorn?
Ha ha! Jack, will you shut up and give him a chance?
A chance? I ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, give him time.
Time? If I was a judge, I'd give him 10 years.
Shh. Here comes something.
Something is right, but what?
The first picture in our little show tonight is a lonely one. A study in autumnal meditation.
All I can see is a tree.
That's it, a tree. Have you ever seen anything as lonely as a tree?
Yeah, me. When my pals find out about this.
The next picture is another tree.
How lonely can you get?
And now we move on to the serenity of the sky.
What's so wonderful about the sky?
What's so wonderful about the sky, he asks. Chuck, where's your soul?
I don't know. I had it when I came in.
The next picture is a very unusual one. The grass. Is there anything more beautiful than the deep, lush green of the grass?
But this is black and white. How can we see the color?
You have to use your imagination, Chuck. Can't you imagine green grass?
No, not really. You see, it's such an unusual color for grass.
Now, here's that shot of the apartment building I told you about, Chuck. I got a real close-up of this. I put the zoom on it.
You should have put the kibosh on it.
Notice the sheer lines and classic symmetry of this building. Notice...
Hey, stop. Stop the film.
The roof, constructed of finest...
Stop the film, stupid!
What's the matter, Chuck?
Red, will you stop the film?
Stop the film? Why?
Just stop it!
Okay, it stopped.
Can you go backwards on this thing? Now, here, what does this knob do? Ah, that's it. It's going back. Now, stop it when I tell you, Red.
Okay.
Now we're back to the beginning of that apartment building sequence, right?
What goes on for Pete's sake?
Now, Olius, watch carefully. There, see, look.
Where?
At the window, clear as daylight.
Oh, I see it. Wow. What's that guy doing?
Yeah, and there's a dame with him.
Yeah.
Look, he's gonna... Holy smoke!
Oh!
The guy's stabbing the dame.
Gee.
Okay, man, turn it off. That's all, but it's enough.
Oh.
You okay, my little baby?
I guess so.
Hey, Chuck, what was that we saw?
By the merest chance, when you was taking the shot of the apartment building, you somehow got that gory scene in the frame. That was a murder we just witnessed. Do you realize that?
And we're probably the only witnesses.
That's right.
So what do we do now?
I think a little stroll around to the precinct house might not be amiss. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
Oh, Red, where are you going?
With you to the precinct house.
Well, bring the film, stupid! Bring the film!
So the three of us, plus the film, hotfoots it to the John Show. After the usual misunderstandings and mixed-up mayhem, we finally got through to the desk sergeant that maybe we was onto something. Well, it turns out that the guy in the picture is this Orville Snares, the homicidal maniac who escaped from the asylum a couple of days back. Up to then, the cops couldn't pin a thing on him for sure, but now they had him cold. The dame he was rubbing out was none other than Linda Vane, the film star, who'd been found stabbed to death in the apartment that overlooked the part where Red had been filming. Well, we left the whole thing at the hands of the Johns, figuring that our wait was over, and they could look after the business of rounding up this killer. Unfortunately, this is the point where Red had to go and put his big foot in it again. The next day at the rank, Red comes over to me, beaming all over his stupid face.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Red. What you looking so pleased with yourself for?
Fame at last.
Fame?
Yeah, I made the newspapers.
Ha! In the want ads.
No, I gave my story to the papers for $200.
What story?
The story of how I caught the killer with my camera.
Oh, that one. What?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that would surprise you. I got a half a page all to myself. They called it the cabbie with the camera.
Oh, no.
Half a page I got all to myself.
Yeah, and tomorrow you'll have a grave all to yourself.
What do you mean, Chuck?
Don't you understand what you've done?
Yeah, I earned $200 for nothing.
For nothing, you lame brain. That's gonna cost you your life.
My life?
Listen, dimwit, have the cops rounded up this killer yet?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
That's what I said.
Therefore, this obvious Spares is still roaming around New York on the loose and as mad as all get out.
I still don't.
He's already done 18 murders. Who do you think will be the 19th?
I don't know. I just hope. Chuck, I hope I can stop that story. I'll give them their money back.
What did I ever do to deserve you?
Maybe this killer won't read the papers.
Come on, let's go.
Where?
Phone the cops. We want protection. So round to the precinct house we goes again. I explained to the cops all about the stupid thing Red had done. They looked at him for a while as though they couldn't believe it. I didn't blame them. Sometimes I don't. Then they promised they'd do all they could to keep Red out of danger. But I knew what that meant. The bulls are never there when you need them. And I knew that neither Red or me would sleep easy in our beds until they caught that murderer. Well, the days went by as they have a habit of doing, and the memory of Orville's snares receded further and further from our minds. Then one night, Red found himself on night shift. He was taking the place of one of the guys who was sick. He was sitting alone at the rank.
If I had a talking picture of you, if I had a talking picture of you, who?
Okay, Buster, you got a fare.
Oh, sure, mister. Where to?
Just drive. I'll tell you where on the way.
Okay. Sorry, mister, you got to get in the back. We ain't allowed to carry passengers in the front seat.
Well, you see, I can't travel in the back. I get car sick.
Oh, well, in that case, I guess it's okay. But don't tell no one, will you?
You may rest assured I will not.
Okay, mister, where can I take you? Hey, what are you doing?
Just making sure you can't get through on that phone system you got, that's all.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Hold it, Buster. This is a loaded gat.
What is this, a stick-up?
Oh, you catch on fast, Mr. Kowalski.
How'd you know my name?
How do I know your name? Why, it's plastered all over the newspapers, together with your photograph.
Hey, you're that killer, Orville Snares.
That's it, right on the nose, Kowalski.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to put you where you won't be able to talk no more.
Oh?
Don't slow down. Keep driving fast to the river.
Okay.
They think I'm mad, you know. Mad?
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, why not? Why should you be different?
Okay, you are mad.
That's better. Now keep driving.
Well, this is it. The end of the line. Goodbye, Chuck. Goodbye, Myrtle. I never thought it would end like this. Just to go out the door and never come back. Hey, wait a minute. Door. Door. Something about a door. If I could only remember, what is it? I forgot to do something very important. Chuck said it was dangerous. The door. I got it. I forgot to fix the door. It's loose. That's it. I can do it. I gotta time it, that's all. If it doesn't work, so what's the difference? I gotta die anyway. I'll just wait my chance. Take it easy, red boy. Take it easy. Wait for it. Wait for it. Now. Goodbye, Mr. Killer. Uh-oh. That'll teach him to jaywalk.
Sometimes Red does use his nut. And I gotta hand it to him this time for getting himself out of a very nasty situation. As he whips the cab in a U-turn, the door on Snare's side flies open. and the guy goes sailing out onto the street. And I do mean sailing. Red was doing 50 at the time. And just as Snares hits the road, another car comes flashing past doing at least 80. Nah, Snares never had a chance. The car pile drives into him, and for Snares, that is the final curtain. And that was the end of that episode in the life and times of Red Kowalski and yours truly, Chuck Edwards. As for home movies, Red figures he had enough of that. Now he's gone back to counting the flowers on the wallpaper. He thinks it's safer. And for once, I am in full agreement with the big lug. Okay, guys and dolls, that's it. Remember, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
Taxi was directed for Sonovision Studios by David Gooden.